Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everyone. This is Jeff Salkin for Eye on the Community. We have a very special law enforcement guest in studio today to talk about October is Crime Prevention Month and Safety Awareness, Sergeant Mark Bracco. Mark supervises employees assigned to the Public Affairs Division in the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Division. He's been a law enforcement officer for over 18 years and has worked gang, narcotics, and traffic investigations. His assignments throughout his career have involved him in community outreach with citizens and businesses throughout San Bernardino County. Welcome, Mark.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Oh, you're most welcome. Our segment today is a continuation of addressing a very important topic. October is Crime Prevention Month and Safety Awareness. Before we start, we'd like Mark to introduce himself and let our listeners know a little bit more about his background and why he's chosen safety awareness and law enforcement as an important topic for us to talk about. Mark.
Yes, thanks, Jeff. Everyone should be aware of their safety. I was fortunate enough to be raised in a family of law enforcement and public servants. My father served as a police officer for the city of Whittier for over 33 years, and my mother was a teacher in San Bernardino County for over 30 years. So they always took pride in raising us children, me, my brothers and sisters, to pay attention to our surroundings, be safe, and also protect less fortunate people. I've been with the Sheriff's Department for 15 years, and prior to that, I worked for Whittier Police Department with my father. So I enjoy being a public servant, and I've been a resident of San Bernardino County for over 15 years.
Then I get to start the program by saying thank you on behalf of Entercom and our radio stations and our listeners for your service.
Thank you very much for that.
Let's jump right in for our first question. I want to let our listeners know, Mark and I had a very specific conversation about all of the different capabilities and information that's available from the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department. And we're going to focus on a few this morning that we think are most important or very important to our listeners, families, and schools, and other associations and organizations. Let me start with, I see that San Bernardino County has been embracing community safety. What programs should our listeners know about, Mark?
Recently, San Bernardino County rolled out their new program called Vision for Safety. It's them taking a stance trying to unite our public with the employees of San Bernardino County to make the county safer. This program really identifies with the community stakeholders, the citizens, and business owners in this town.
Do the residents, families, and business owners know how to access information? Is this because it's a relatively new program? Could you tell us a little bit about what it does for the community and for families?
The website to access is visionforsafety.com. It's monitored by San Bernardino County, and they have a Ready SB app that you can download on your phone. It's monitored by the Sheriff's Department, Fire Department, and other agencies within San Bernardino County.
Only about, I'm reading off of the collateral piece, only about 40% of American adults say that they've developed an emergency preparedness plan, discussed it with their household, or practiced it in the past year. How, tell us why it's really important. This is a new technology. It's a new source of information for listeners to not only themselves, but tell their family and friends about this particular program from the Sheriff's Department.
We want the residents and business owners in our county to be prepared for a natural disaster or any type of criminal activity that may be seen. So the program focuses on utilizing WeTip, which is an anonymous reporting system, so you don't have to identify yourself in reporting a crime, any type of illegal drug activity going on in your neighborhood or in your community. It's also utilized for Neighborhood Watch, which all of our stations in San Bernardino County participate in and host meetings to help communities and neighborhoods set up this program. On top of that, we like to work with groups such as Citizens for a Safer Community that try to roll out training to inform the citizens what to look for and to see something and say something.
I always feel as though a lot of neighbors or people in particular neighborhoods would like to know their neighbors, but folks stay to themselves. For safety purposes, most of your neighbors know when folks leave their garage or, you know, when somebody's going in a front door. For neighborhood watch and for safety tips, what could you encourage folks to do as a representative of law enforcement to help them contribute to a safer, not just community, but their own neighborhoods?
They need to strive to know their neighbors, get to know everyone in your neighborhood, pay attention to vehicles that are there regularly. So when a different vehicle pulls in, and we refer to it in law enforcement as casing a neighborhood, you know, yeah, when that different odd vehicle's coming in and looking to see the patterns of times that people leave for work, come home. It's not uncommon for criminals to be up at 2 a.m. watching a neighborhood. So knowing your neighbors, knowing what they drive, communicating with them, and setting up a text group message for the neighborhood. The Ring program's a great doorbell system that utilizes surveillance cameras, doorbells, and you can see neighbors' videos if they post it of a suspect that they're looking for that may have done a package theft or broke into a residence. But knowing your neighbors is that first step to build that stronger community.
Does the sheriff's department go to schools and do? I know this is. I think I understand the answer to this, but does the sheriff's department go to schools to talk to senior leadership and to students about different safety awareness programs that they would like the students in the school systems to be aware of?
Yes, in the Public Affairs Division, we have a school community relations officer that keeps connected with county schools, and we go out and put out crime prevention programs. We have over 30 different programs throughout the county that we roll out and keep teen awareness for suicide. The Public Affairs Division has a school community relations officer that oversees all the programs that we roll out to schools, school districts. We have a very strong relationship with the superintendent of all county schools, and we constantly communicate with them with programs and different safety tips that we're putting out. We'll reach out to the county schools to have them facilitate to all the superintendents so we can get that information out to keep the children safe, keep the teachers safe, and keep the parents safe.
Tell our listeners where they can go in general to access a lot of the information that we're going to be talking about during this particular segment.
Yes, if you just do a Google search, a search on MSN, real simple, just search San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department. The first website that should show up is our Sheriff's Department website. Click that. There's a header up top that states department information. Click that heading. You scroll down to publications, and everything that we're talking about today has our different informative flyers that we put out to the public that we want everyone aware of.
And it's okay if somebody downloads that to send it off to family members and make sure that, you know, they don't keep that information to themselves. This is information that could be helpful to anybody that somebody knows, a friend's family member, somebody in a school system. Is that the purpose of these collateral pieces?
Yes, we want it out there everywhere. If it's going to help in the East Coast, we want it there. If it's going to help out here in our local areas, that's where we want our information out. Safety is everyone's concern, not just law enforcement.
For there was a program that I was reading about called the SAVE program, S-A-V-E program. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, Mark?
Yes, this is another program that was actually put together by a deputy from our central station. He identified several victims of fraud not knowing what to do when they were put into this telephonic phone fraud. He presented this program to the Public Affairs Division, and we fell in love with it and had to roll it out immediately. And we started producing the flyers, getting them out to all of our patrol stations so it can be used anywhere. And SAVE is an acronym for we want people to slow down, ask who they're talking to, verify their answers and the information they just received, and evaluate everything and determine if what they're hearing could be reasonably true.
So basically, this is if you're at home or you're in, you know, or your phone goes off, wherever your cell phone goes off. If somebody calls up and they say they're from a foreign country and the, and you've won $100 million from a prince of someplace, is that the, you know, a lot of people get so excited about that that they get lost in the moment. That wait a second, am I being conned? Is this a fraud? Is this am I being set up for you know, a lot of pain down the road? Can you address some of the examples that you've run into that? Folks should be alert to, and I think most people are unconsciously aware of this, but your goal is to make them consciously aware of what's about to happen to them.
Yes, these criminals or scam artists, they try to prey on people's personal feelings, and excitement will cause people to make a decision they would normally not make, and fear of a terrible situation will also create a situation where a person will make a decision he's not prepared to make. The two common ones we're seeing is the prince from out of our country that had just inherited $400 million, and now it's time to give away $40 million. It's not reasonable. No one gives away money. If that was so, we would all be rich and not having to work.
And wait for the prince to call, right? Right.
So, yes, and it's one of the fraud scams we see all the time. One of the other ones that we see is a telephone call that the person states they're from the sheriff's department, and they will state they're a lieutenant or captain from our department using a valid name that they found, because most of our commander's information is public knowledge. And they will state, hey, to bail your son, daughter, grandchild out of jail, you need to give me money right now. Well, the sheriff's department doesn't do any type of bail bonds releasing over the phone. There's specific paperwork that has to be filled out, turned into our jail system. So that's your first sign that's a fraud, but people get scared thinking their loved one's in jail.
Right.
So they want to help them, and then they're turning over $5,000. Sheriff's department does not need $5,000 over the phone. So
does if somebody hears about, or if this happens to somebody who's listening to us right now, what should they do at that moment? Do you hang up? Do you say, can you give me a telephone number? Let me call you back and think about this, because these are going to be trained con artists that are actually on the other side to prey on people's emotions. What would you encourage folks who receive that kind of a call to do?
First thing, save the phone number, which use the caller ID and save the phone number you got. That's the first lead that we can use in the criminal investigation. Next, ask the person what his name and ID number is. ID number. Especially if they're calling from the sheriff's department. Telemarketers, every employee that's using those types of systems have an ID number, so document that. That's something the investigators can use to verify through a company. If it's an employee, ask them for their callback number. These people will use a rolling call system that will show a different phone number than they're calling from, and if you get a discrepancy, it's not matching your caller ID number, fair to say that that's a fraud call.
This is a little bit more of a deep dive than I think, but you just referenced a terminology, rolling phone call numbers. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that? What does that actually mean? Because I constantly get calls and I go, where's this number from?
Yeah, there's a couple different apps that people can use on their cell phones, their computers, they can do it. And it's either ghost dialing or a rolling call bank. And it's a system that automatically changes the phone number every phone call, so you never know who you're really getting a call from. The ghost caller one, you can actually fake your number and call and make it look like you're calling from someone else's phone.
Before we get into child safety, because I know you wanted to really touch on that particular topic, Mark, are there any other programs that are of significance? And we will talk about some of the apps also before we end our segment, that the good apps and the bad apps that our listeners should be aware of that they have access to. But what other programs might be of importance to our listeners to you today to know about?
Well, touching base on the save, just to conclude with that, on fraud, if a company or organization is asking for you to pay with gift cards from Amazon, eBay, or even telling you to go get MoneyPack gift cards, that's fraud. No upright, upstanding business will take that type of payment for any debt owed. Programs, we roll out a ton. If you reach out to the different stations in your jurisdiction, you can talk to their community media relations officer, and they can talk about the different programs we have related to parking lot security, how to secure your items in your car. Don't leave anything visible, because a praying criminal is looking for someone who's leaving a purse on the seat, a cell phone on a seat. Lock your doors, lock your cars whenever you're leaving them. But when you do lock your cars, don't leave your kids in the car.
Right. Or pets.
Or pets. Your pets.
Mostly, it's, I think what you're asking all of us to do is just continue to use, or please use, common sense. Be aware of your surroundings. Watch what's happening, not only in your neighborhood, but if you leave your favorite store, whether it's a supermarket or a retail store that you're visiting, be aware of your surroundings, who's near you, is somebody lurking, if you see something, not just that's happening possibly to you, but say something. I hear that on, when I watch programs on national television, see something, say something. Can you address see something, say something a little bit too?
Yeah, it's human nature to trust people. So, and you don't want to feel that you're going to be a victim. You want to believe you're not going to be a victim. Hmm. And it's easy for criminals to prey on that. So taking that step to see something, say something is just, hey, I'm being aware of my surroundings and I'm not okay with it. We're not asking you to confront a criminal.
Right.
We don't want
any. Very important not to.
We don't want any citizen to get hurt over a situation they're not prepared for. Our law enforcement officers are trained to deal with that situation. So pick up your phone, make a phone call. If you want to be anonymous, that's all you have to say. The first thing when our dispatch picks up the phone is, I would like to remain anonymous. And our job is to protect the citizens of this county and of the state of California.
Let's talk about children's safety. With the advancement of technology and social media applications, how can parents and community leaders be more informed about what to look for related to their children's safety?
Yes, one of the media brochures or informative documents that we just recently put out was Know What's Happening.
No, it's happening.
Happening. Forget okay. The H. It's what's happening.
Got it.
And it was our little spin on some humor just to get a quick laugh. But we care about the kids in our community, and our school resource officers take pride in protecting them at school. The patrol officers take pride in protecting them outside of school. So we want to make parents aware of certain apps that are good apps and bad apps to have. And parents should really focus on trying to protect their children from themselves, because with technology, almost everything's accessible. We call it Generation Google now. You can Google anything and get an answer.
Let's go over some of the good apps and the bad apps. And again, these can all be found on the San Bernardino County Sheriff's website, which we'll give that website address again before the end of our segment. But tell us about a couple of the good apps and the bad apps that parents and family members could use and should use.
Throughout the country, we're starting to see that there's more teen suicides dealing with mental health issues. So one of the apps I like to see parents get and get for their kids' phone is crisischat.org. That's crisischat.org. And it's a suicide prevention website and app that just offers support to kids and that outlet to talk to a counselor through either text message or making a phone call. We really need to help protect our children from themselves sometimes, just because of bullying and stressful situations they're not ready to they're not prepared to handle yet like we do as adults. The other app that are good is Mobile Watchdog and Bark. These are apps that parents can put on the phone, and they will give daily alerts on text messages that are being sent out from the phone that could be related to bullying. Just to help monitor your children to see what they're doing, making sure they're not bullying one, they're not being bullied. And then FaceUp, Let's Help. It's an app that some schools will automatically put on iPad-type devices, tablet devices that they're issuing to students. So it can put the student in touch with an adult at the school campus that they trust.
Oh, and they can be proactive.
Yes.
I see.
And they can allows the student to confide and someone of a crime that may have occurred they've witnessed, just so they have someone they trust to talk to.
How about there's on the other side of Know What's Happening, and I this is a terrific collateral piece. Mark, our listeners can't see it, but I'm holding the actual collateral piece that has just a number of these apps that are available, and they're free to download to use. Obviously, there's no cost to doing this. Tell us about the bad website apps and devices that some of our listeners should also be aware of.
Okay. These apps and websites are programs that parents should be aware of that are out there. One of the important ones to pay attention to is called Wishbone. And this app allows users to compare and rate other kids about negative comments on one another. And it's the early stages of bullying where you get to vote on another student if they're ugly, if they're not wearing good clothes. It's just a hurtful app that parents need to pay attention to.
I'll be darned.
Ask FM is another one that you could construe as thinking it's a radio app because of the FM being assigned to the
but
app
name. But it has nothing to do with radio.
No, it's a cyberbullying app. And this is another one that wants kids to ask embarrassing and hurtful questions about other kids and teenagers. And it also often will urge them to do harmful and hurtful pranks on one another.
And there was also House Party?
Yes, House Party. A lot of parents, when they feel they can trust their kid, will head away to an event at night, and then the kids will plan a house party, have people over. They'll use this app to advertise that they're having this party, and it's out there, and they use it, and we don't want parents to allow their kid to use this app, because what it does, it allows criminals to know that parents are gone, and people will go to that house and either cause fights, steal property that's not theirs, just to be hurtful to other people. And it's one of those apps to pay attention to.
There on the collateral piece, so our listeners are aware, there are actually, Mark touched on three of the apps, House Party, Wishbone, and Ask FM. But there are 9 apps that are available. And before we do end our segment, it's coming to a close. It goes quickly, doesn't it?
It does.
Tell us again how our listeners can access all of the information about Know What's Happening, the good and bad apps that they have access to, the vision for safety information that we discussed. Could you give us a quick overview of that too?
Yes, there are. We put 9 good apps, 9 bad apps on this 2-page document, but there are plenty more bad apps, but there are also more good apps out there. We didn't want to make people get bored by reading this, but we just want them aware. So there are plenty of apps out there to pay attention to. These were the ones that we just thought were important for the people in our community to know about. By going to sbcountysheriff.gov or doing a search for San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department, you'll go to our main website, and up top there's a heading called Department Information. Click that and drop down to Publications, and you will see everything that we talked about today and more. We have a safe return program that has a document in there, and most of our flyers are in English and Spanish. And good. If they're not in Spanish yet, they are coming. We are working on them because they are new programs.
Our very special guest in studio today to help us with tips and talk about safety awareness especially during Crime Prevention Month, which is October. But this is good throughout the entire year. It's just not limited to the month of October. Is Mark, Sergeant Mark Bracco. Mark supervisors employees assigned to the Public Affairs Division in the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Division. He's been a law enforcement officer for over 18 years. He's worked with gang, narcotics, and traffic investigations, and his assignments, as you just heard, throughout his career have involved him in community outreach and with citizens and business groups throughout San Bernardino County. It has been a pleasure to have you in studio, Mark. And are there any final words that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Jeff, thanks for having me. It's an honor to represent the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department, Sheriff McMahon. It's been an honor and a pleasure to be a peace officer for 18 years in this state. We really strive to protect people in this county and this state. Law enforcement profession is noble and often is frowned upon by community, but 99.9% of law enforcement officers are making the right choice, the right decision for the right reason. And we really want people, if they see something, say something, because we want to help.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.